We are learning Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, and we begin the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Almana bein min ha'erisin, bein min ha'nesuin, mecheres shloi bebezdin. The halacha is, like we learned, that there's two times you would sell properties to pay the almana, either for her mezainis or for her ksuba. Now, almana min ha'erisin does not get mezainis. She doesn't get mezainis, she's not ready for mezainis yet until she gets married. So here we're talking about obviously selling for the ksuba. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you're allowed to sell shloi bebezdin, even though you usually need a bezdin to sell, because you want the bezdin to be mumchen, and they're going to make sure that the property is sold for the highest amount and no hanky-panky is going to happen. But the halacha is, according to the Tanakhama's Mishnah, that Amana could sell shloi bebezdin. Of course, she needs, the halacha is, she's not allowed to sell it herself. She has to have three people who certify that this is the value of the property. That's possible. You need three people to do it, but you don't need a bezdin. You don't dafka need a bezdin. But you do need three neman diga person, as the Rif speaks out, that they know how to value a property that you do need. But you don't need a bezdin. Shimraim menasum and cheres bezdin. You're right, menasum, which means for mezainos. Then you sell shloi bezdin. And the reason is because mezainos, if you know, wait around for bezdin to sell, a lot of red tape, and you're not going to be able to eat. You know, you're not going to have food to eat. But menairisin, where it's not shalom mezainos, only shalom v'ksuba lo simkel lo bezdin. She only sell a bezdin. She ain't lo mezainos. She's not getting mezainos. She ain't lo mezainos lo simkel lo bezdin. When it's not a shalom mezainos, then the halacha is that you do have to sell on a bezin. If you don't have mezainis, then you don't do bezin. Like Rashi says, she can't sit there and fast until bezin gets to her. But when it's only shalav ksuba, yeah, you wait for bezin until she has a chance, until they have a chance to sell the property, and they'll do it kedav spikadin. So if a chug is tarakama and Rav Shimon, technically, if you're allowed to sell, shloi bebezdin, a property for ksuba. Tanakhama says yes, and the Rav Shimon says no. And they sell the machlekes by erisin, where there's a case where there's no mezainis. So Gemara says, I understand Tanakhama. Bishlam menasuin, you could sell property for mezainis, for shem mezaini. I understand why, because you don't want the person to be yeshavas and mezana. It's actually a machlekes rishonim by nesuin, since you're anyway selling for mezainis, because you sell for ksuba also. But we'll go like Rashi is mashbah that you can never sell property for ksuba. Shloi bebezdin. Al Kaponim says, Bishlam mezainis, understand the fear of Shimon, they do out bezdin because she needs to sit there and fast. But what's found in Tanakhama, it says, even for ksuba, I could do shloi bezdin. Elemena irisin, which means for the ksuba, my timer, what's the reason? Ama Ula says, pshat is b'shem chinam, because we want ladies to be happy with men and want them to get married. Therefore, at Tzchein, we paskin that she could. That she could sell even shloi bebezdin. Yechidam a different reason. There's a umdana that the person who died owned this estate. He would never want his wife to have to go down to bezdin to make the sale, and therefore, as an umdana, he doesn't want his wife to get embarrassed. Therefore, he allows the sale to happen shloi bebezdin. My benai, what's that familiar halacha between Ula's pshat and Rav Yechidam's pshat? My benai, a grusha. A grusha who's asking for a ksuba. A grusha also wants chen. We want the ladies to be happy. So if she's divorced, not divorced. We want ladies to be feel that they're respected and taken care of, and therefore we're not going to make it go to bezin to sell it. If the var is a chazaka, that the guy who owns the property, the guy who left over the property, will not want his wife to be embarrassed in bezin, then grusha doesn't care about grusha. Care about the wife, not about a grusha. So that'll be nafkamina. A grusha is a nafkamina between two reasons. It says later on in the Amud in the Mishnah, v'grusha lo simkel bezdin. Grusha taka cannot sell only bezdin. So it means obviously grusha is not selling for mezayin; it's selling for ksuba, and it says only bezdin. So Mishnah v'anu fisha ain't adam reishas shvaz that ishta bezdin and grusha leichas. We understand a grusha you don't care about, and therefore we understand why you don't have to do it. Why you do it? Why you have to do it with bezdin? Elamandi amushim cheino alfida tanakama holds that. That you have to sell, you could sell shloi bebezdin by a ksuba, even by a ksuba you sell shloi bebezdin. And we say, why? Because of chayin, grushanam by a chayin, and fit the gemara, hamani Rav Shimon. It's going to go to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds, you never sell you always have to do bebezdin when it comes to ksuba, always. So, in lav dafka grusha. So, this is going to go to Rav Shimon. You're Rav Shimon, atonle le reishim, and eris loy simkar. So, that's really Mar's kasha. Mar says, it says, eris loy simkar. So, of course, a grusha. Also, lo simka. It's the same halacha. It's the same halacha that you only sell shloi bebezdin by mezainis and not for ksuba. So if it's Rav Shimon, what do you have to say? New din v'grusha. We know Rav Shimon holds. So one of the areas who loyna v'shchein day. Rav Shimon holds a little bit of chein. He just says by a one of the areas there's not so much chein over there. So there you make them go to bezdin. Avagrusha, the nafesh chein day. After you already have an nesuin and there's a lot of chein, maybe there he would agree. Emet to boy chein. So the Kamash Shalon, that Iva Grusha, Lo Simka, and Grusha has to be Minan Asuan, because in Erisin, we know already Erisin doesn't, needs a Bezdin. So here, Grusha means Minan Asuan, saying even Minan Asuan, Reb Shimon holds does not need has to need a bezdin. Even by Nesu'in has to be bezdin. There's a lot of chayin. Reb Shimon holds needs a bezdin. So Avadi going to Reb Shimon, but according to the Tanakama, according to the Mandevah Chayin, Avadi even a grusha will be able to sell shloim b'ksuba. Break the Gemara. Still don't need it, because Hanami Tanina, because it says in the words of Rav Shimon our Mishnah, Kol She'in L'mazoinus. The Mishnah reads like this, Rav Shimon's words like this. Rav Shimon Avim, Nasu Mecheres Lo Bezdin, which means to Mazoinus, Mena Eris and Lysimka El Bezdin, Play She'in L'mazoinus. Then it says, Kol She'in L'mazoinus, Lysimka El Bezdin. So what's all this extra words over here? What's a Kol She'in L'mazoinus? What do you need these extra words? Lasuya Mai. What must be telling us? Lav Lasuya Grusha. Trying to add on a Grusha. That a Grusha, who doesn't get mezoinus, don't think that a grusha since it's nasun is better. Kamashlon, anyone who does not get mezoinus needs a bezdin. So it's the first of Shimon. Again, so why need the next mission to teach us grusha leishim karela bezdin? So my answer is no. Lava suya grusha. Look, lasuya megoresha esven megoresha krab zera. Dom rab zera, komokam shomu megoresha esven megoresha balachai mezoinusa. So Rashi learns that this is teaching us nothing to do really with this. It's Stam teaches the halacha. The halacha is, if someone has a suffic gerishin, someone has a wife, he throws a get to his wife, and with suffic, if it's a get or not a get, the halacha is, she eats mezainis, even though usually a mitzvah mechaber of a raya, but here she gets mezainis. Why? Because she can't do anything because she's stuck to the husband. Now she's a suffic megoresh, so she's stuck. And because the husband's causing her to be stuck, the halacha is, she gets mezainis. Not only that, Rashi's mashma, even mina erison she would get mezainis. Usually mina erison get no mezainis. In this case, they get mezainis even mina erison. Why? Because you're stuck because of the suffic gerishin. So our mishnah is teaching us, but after he dies, the yarshim not chayiv mezainis. Why not? Because they're taki say mitzvah mechaver al avaraya. They're taki say mitzvah avaraya. No one's holding her back. She's not married anymore. This should go get remarried. So the halach is taka that she doesn't get mezainis. That's the chiddush of our mishnah. Kol she'in lo mezainis means marba, someone who's a suffer mekoreshes, does not get mezainis from the state, even though she was getting mezainis from the husband when the husband was alive. After the husband dies, the Yerushim say, I'm waiting to raya. That's Rashi's pshat. I used to actually ask the Rashi pshat, that's the case. What's the chiddush? Of course, why in the world would Yerushim be chayiv? It's a posh the case of waiting to raya. I ain't tasted the pshat of the Gemara. So Tashma, we're still looking for a raya. If pshat in the Tanakhama is al tzchein or al shloites baza ishtoi bebezdin. So the manoch raya. Tashma, I'll bring it up another brayso. It says in the brayso, kishem shmecheres shloi bebezdin. Just like she is allowed to sell the friksuba shloi bebezdin. Kach yarshia yarshia ksuba shmecheres shloi bebezdin. Even her yarshim, she dies. Even her yarshim who yarshia ksuba could sell the yisaimim's property shloi bebezdin. So Bishman don't fish in the words of Spaza Ishta, you understand, Kehid Ilo Nihila to Spaza, Yarshan Amalikh Spaza. Just you don't want your wife to be embarrassed, you don't want Yarshan to be embarrassed either. Elamadem Shemchain, Yarshan Maichainika. What type of Chain on Yarshan? I'm talking about men over here, the Yarshan are usually boys. And the boys, what do you care? What's the Chain here? So why in the world are you allowing this that we're selling it, Shaloi Bebezdin, no reason for Chain for the Yarshan? And for the Gemara, the case was that she didn't have any boys, and her Yarshim were taka girls. And therefore, did apply this reason of chayin, and that's why we're saying in such a case, as we talked about in case of girls, that would be the case that you could sell shloi bezdin because of this concept called chayin. We want the women to be happy. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. This next Mishnah, bring it on Machlaikis, we know that once you collect the ksuba, you don't get mezainis anymore. What happens if you collect part of the ksuba? Do you get mezainis or not? That will be the discussion of our next Mishnah. Machra ksubasa oy miksasa. If they sold property for a ksuba or for part of a ksuba, it means they paid a part of a ksuba. Or another case is, mashkana from the nechasim that were meshubid, ksubasa oy miksasa. She took this property as a mashkin. She took some of the property as a mashkin, which means she collected some of the property for a ksuba. Or nosto ksubasa lacha miksasa. Or she took some of the property and she gave it to someone for a present. I mean, she took part of the payment for the ksuba. So halacha is like simka is a shar el bezdin. You don't sell the rest, only the bezdin. Pashas go in the case of miksasa. The case of miksasa, that there you collect a part of it, you don't get mezainis anymore. Now you want to collect more ksuba, you can't sell shloi bezdin anymore. Why not? Because you don't have any mezainis. If you don't have mezainis, you can't do it. And Rashi says, this is like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that for ksuba, you don't sell shloi bebezdin for ksuba. And here, since you stop getting mezainis now, the only way you could sell something is bebezdin. That's the halacha. Mechom oimrim, no. Mecheresi afila arba v'chamisha pa'amim. You could sell your property to get ksuba even 4 or 5 times, and the whole time you're still getting mezonos until you paid up in full. Which we said, as we'll see, is Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. The machlekes is if you get paid part of your ksuba, do you get mezonos? According to Tanakama, you don't get mezonos anymore. Therefore, you can't sell out of bezdin anymore. Chachamim say no, you still get mezonos. Therefore, you can sell shloy bezdin. Because Sevas, he writes in the star of mezonos mecharti. He writes in the star that I'm selling this for mezonos. And we said before the reason is cause. It's a that she shouldn't look like she eats a lot of food, and therefore we write in the star clearly that this was some things were luksuba macharti and some things were mezonos macharti. You shouldn't think that she's using everything for mezonos. In the last case, the mishnah we just discussed, the grusha leSimcha leBezdin, a grusha who is collecting a ksuba, it's only beBezdin. We had two pshatim that either pshat is because even. If you're the Rabban on the whole, they usually ksuba could do b'shloi bezdin, but that's only because of shloi tizbaza ishtar. But here you don't have the idea of shloi tizbaza ishtar. On the other hand, maybe it's going according to Rav Shimon, who holds b'chlal, you never collect by a ksuba, you never could do it shloi bezdin. That's what we're going to here. That's the two ways of learning the last line of the Mishnah. So let's see the Gemara. And the Mishnah wrote that a machlekes, if you have still something left from the ksuba that's still owed to you, do you get mezonos or not? A machlekes. So the Gemara says, "Mastis is mani Rav Shimon." It's going to Rav Shimon. Tell him to the brisa. Machrok subasa, mashknok subasa, osok subasa, apay tigil achar, ein lo mezonos. Divrei Rav Meir. Just like the Chachamim say that Chachamim is Rav Meir. They hold that if you did the whole entire ksuba, then not mezainis. But part, then you still get mezainis. Rav Shimon, obviously, makro v'lemashkel ksubasa l'machtzitza. You only sold property for part of it, or you took a mask from a part of it. The halach is of da mezainisa. You lost the mezainis. But machlekes of Shimon and Rav Meir, if you paid up part of the ksuba, do you get mezainis or not? So l'meimra, Rav Shimon holds that even though there's still a chi of ksuba a little bit left, so avalaymina mixes kesef kol kesef. Like the pasuk says in the Torah, Mar v'sulais, there's a chi of kesef for ksuba, like Rashi says. So shaila is a mix as kesef kol kesef. So one man them holds they don't say. Rav Shimon holds you don't say mix kesef kol kesef. Therefore, the halach is that you got your ksuba ready. Because you don't say that if the chi of a mixes kasef, call kasef. I know you can say the opposite also, but that's what I'm saying. Rashi says, going on the Torah. Torah says there's a chi of Mara Basulas. Is a mixes that or not? So he says, no, you don't say mixes kasef, call kasef. Ravon Savri Amri mixes kasef, call kasef. Mixes kasef is like call kasef. And Freik Temara, Ipcha Sheminim, you find the opposite. You got to be something else. Time to the Brisa. Vuisha Vivsula Yikach. It says that a Kohen Gadol has to take Dafka Basula. So Rameya says, Pratla Begeris, Shekol Basula de Rameya. Rameya says that a Begeris, who already starts losing her Basulum naturally, she's not ready to call a full Basula, and therefore the halach is that she's possible to Kohen Gadol. Sounds like Rameya is saying is that mix of Basulum is not enough. And Rav Lezer of Shimon Machshir of Begeris is Machshir of Begeris, why he holds that mixes psulim is enough. So it's mamash the opposite. Here Rav Shimon is saying mixes is enough. And our Mishnah is saying mixas is not called the ksuba is here. And Ramey is the opposite. So and for the Gemara, no. Hosam v'kroi pligi, the argument kroi, and actually the kroi, the way darshanim is l'shitasa, and it works out perfectly. Ramey holds by us, mixes kasef, chol kasef, he holds like this. So a basula, the word basula by itself, it just said the word basula, I feel a mixes psulim. You think even part psulim is enough. But then it says besuleha. It's coming to say miyat adika kula besulim. You have to have all the besulim. That's why begaris is possible. Special dim besuleha. Special miyat bivsuleha. It's saying bivsuleha is bekadarken shloim yakaloi. But it says a special dim bivsuleha is bedafka if she lost the besulim the makam besulim. But shloim kadarka, which is meacharel, which from the back there you're not losing the besulim. There halach is that loy you don't lose there you don't lose your dim besula for the kain gadol. Rav Elazar of Shimon arguing two things. First of all, Sarvi Basula Shleim Mashma. The word Basula is Mashma Shleima. It has to be, you have to have the whole Basulim. The Shitasa, the whole mix of Basulim is not enough. But then it said Basuleha, I feel the mix of Basulim is enough. Now, if mix of Basulim is enough, so for sure, Bias like Dark is not going to make her apostle. And therefore, the Darshan on top of Rambam, Basuleha, Shio Kol Basula Kayamim, that's the Darshan is saying the opposite way how you would think. And you would think that it should be good, just like by Garris. But Bibsula teaches us, you call Bibsula Kayam, Bain Big Darsha Kadarka, that Shaloi Kadarka will make a problem. So there's two machlekes. First of all, if Shaloi Kadarka makes a possible, according to Rav Shimon, he's Machmeh, Shaloi Kadarka is no good, and according to Rav Meir, it is good. And the Shah's by Garris, according to Rav Shimon, Begaris is good, and according to Rav Meir, Begaris is not good. But come on, we answer that's not a stira to our Mishnah, the guy mixes Kesef to Kesef.